Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Cancun at the Ritz-Carlton with the NFA Group, and I'm with Dave Snitaker, the president of the NFA, and also the division merchandise manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Good to see you.
I know you've had your board meeting today. This is the early part of this meeting. We'll get into some of the meeting in a minute. First, let's talk about Nebraska Furniture Mart. Tell us how business is going with your four retail stores.
Well, it was kind of a shaky start. January and February were a little bit tough, but March has been really good, and so far April's been really good as well. So all in all, pretty good start.
Tell me the mix, what's selling. Give us a little flavor for some of the product trends that are going on out there.
Well, for us, hard surfaces is still on fire, particularly the LVT category, doing fantastic. And surprisingly, our rug sales is doing really, really well. Double-digit growth for the year so far. And carpet's up as well.
In price point-wise, is it the upper end of the business or across the board? Tell us about that.
The upper end seems to be doing better for us so far. That's kind of been a trend over the last couple of years, that the ounce weight seems to be going up and doing better than the lower weight stuff. And it's kind of across the board in hard surfaces, a little bit of everything.
You know, we're putting together our annual report, which we publish in May, and we've been watching some of these different categories. Obviously, the fastest growing category is resilient with the LVT piece of it. And then you've got ceramic tile doing pretty well. And then you've got maybe hardwood suffering just a little bit because of all the lookalikes, both in ceramic and in LVT. Is that what you're seeing as well?
That's absolutely what we're seeing. LVT is taking in a section out of the wood business for us. Surprisingly for us, ceramic's been pretty good so far this year. LVT is on fire, up 30%+ on the year, which is a big number, you know, because it was so good last year. And surprisingly, laminate has come back, and laminate's doing really well this year.
What do you think's driving the laminate business?
Well, we've put a little bit of effort into trying to resurrect it a little bit, maybe not just give away the whole category, and it seems to be working pretty well.
So you have four stores. The last one that opened was in Dallas. Is that one the best performing, or is Kansas City doing about the same?
Well, it's kind of category by category, really. Omaha is still the biggest store of the bunch, but it won't be long that Texas will overtake it.
Now, I know every year in Omaha, when Berkshire Hathaway has their annual stockholders meeting, there's always a big event. When is that?
May 4th, so it's just a few weeks away, and we're really looking forward to that. That's a boom to our business.
Because a lot of people come and buy from the Omaha store, right?
That's right. Mr. Buffett tells his people, buy from the companies you own, and they do a great job of supporting us.
So anything on the horizon as far as a fifth store?
No, we own the whole development in Texas, so it's really a matter of getting that all put together before we think about something else.
All right, let's talk about the NFA. We're early in the cycle of this meeting. The weather is kind of crazy, and it's affected the ability for some of your members to get down here, right?
Well, it was a crazy storm. I was really worried about getting out of Omaha as well. But this storm in particular has been kind of devastating to some of the travel. You know, it's hit some of the major points of Minneapolis. So we've got people that are stranded and won't be here for a day or two.
What's the member count now?
We still have 42 members.
This meeting, as far as size relative to other meetings, having it out of the country, has that affected the attendance?
Possibly just a little bit, but I think we've got about 235 people that are going to be at this meeting location. So that's about a normal size, maybe even a little bit larger than some.
Are there any changes on the vendor side as far as the core? I think when you do your speed dating, you have, what, 24 or 27 tables? What is that?
Well, we try to stick to about 26. We'll have 25 at this one, but we have one that's showing one time only, which is Podium, which is new for us. We also have a first new member in the core vendors, which is Metrofloor. If I could keep it at 26, 26 to us seems to be the magic number. It's probably the maximum we can have. It makes everything work pretty well. So we're potentially looking at adding another core vendor or two to get to that number, but we won't go over that number.
You had a board meeting this morning, so I'm sure you were catching up with all your board members. Tell us how their business is doing.
Well, so far, everybody that I talked to was very surprisingly happy with the year so far. Everybody had kind of a tough January and February, but it sounds like business overall has been pretty good.
What do you think some of the challenges that your members are facing?
Well, I think it's probably a threefold. Number one is installation. Obviously, installation is always one of the biggest issues that we've got, making sure that we've got the right amount of people. The second one would be keeping and maintaining employees. That seems to be a huge discussion topic. And the third one would be doing some sort of diversification. In the carpet business, the replacement cycle was 7 to 12 years. But in a hard surface business, as that grows and becomes more a part of the landscape, that's a 20, 25-year cycle. So effectively, we've got to have more things to offer to be able to keep customers coming in.
Interesting. So the first two you mentioned are labor issues, finding and keeping the right labor. And then this last one is diversity of mix. And I know some of your members have looked into getting into cabinet. What are some of the other things that they're looking at?
Cabinets is obviously one of them. A lot of them still aren't in countertops, which seems to be a natural for us. So we're going to try to help that out. And there was people talking about the blind business, blinds and other type of things. One of the ideas that brought up was the Ring installing and promoting the doorbell where it comes right to your phone. We already sell those in Nebraska Furniture Mart in the electronics business, but I think it would be kind of a natural fit for the flooring department as well.
All right, so you're talking about some of those consumer electronic items that everybody has to have.
Yeah, everybody seems to be in love with it, so why don't we see if we can't add it to our mix?
So as we look at 2018, your opinion and some of the people you're talking to, they think it's going to be better than 17 as far as the performance of the year?
It seems to me, at least at this point, it looks like it's going to be a better year.
The tax break thing that passed at the end of the year, do you think that's going to make the consumer want more flooring?
Well, we hope so. You know, we're in a competition with a lot of other categories. You would ask who your biggest competition is, and some would say the box stores, and some would say consumer durables like cars or whatever it is that they want to spend money on. And really, within the rest of Furniture Mart, sometimes we're in competition with ourselves because, you know, we sell furniture, we sell high-end appliances and electronics as well. So sometimes it's just the competition of my own store that gets me.
Well, let me ask you, that brings me up an interesting question. When you look at the piece of pie, the 100% of all sales at Nebraska Furniture Mart, is flooring trending up, staying the same, or how's your slice of the pie related to the total revenue at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Well, fortunately, all four categories of our company is doing well this year, and I would tell you that we're probably trending up a little bit, but when you talk about the whole big mix, you know, it's probably a half of a point or a point.
You mentioned earlier that rugs were doing well. Is that because hard surface is doing well and they want to cover it? Or is it because people are spending more money on accessories, or they're buying furniture and they therefore want to buy a rug because they've just bought furniture?
Well, I think it's a little bit of all of that. It's definitely an accessory in today's world, and it goes with a lot of things, indoor and outdoor. It's just something that I think we do a good job of promoting, and we do a good job of displaying in our stores. And so I think that's really the reason that we've done such a nice job of increasing the sales.
Are you doing anything different from a digital marketing perspective?
We're working on it right now. We just are officially launching a revamped website this week, and then we're kind of changing the way we're going to market with some of our different ads, trying to do a better job digitally.
Okay, Dave, it's great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Dave Snedeker, the president of the NFA and the Vision Merchandise Manager at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.